to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And hello out there who's love streaming this morning. Welcome. as often is the case, I will have the theme of the talk already in my mind, and a couple of days prior, I will start to write notes. And I got to be honest with you, on my way down here today, as often is the case, Spirit has flipped the script. So I was, and I've never done this before, writing notes before I talk, and I have a few notes here. Let me settle into this, because there's something brewing here. So, as we know, Centers for Spiritual Living's theme for the year is living everyday wonder. I kind of change it up, living in everyday wonder, living as everyday wonder, living everyday wonder. So you've heard me say time and time before that if we're not in awe, we're not paying attention. I mean, the rain, miraculous, right? But it just happens. The heartbeat, miraculous, and it just happens without us even thinking about it, right? The breath, it just happens without us thinking about it. If we're not in awe, we're not paying attention. I mean, the fact that we can feel the cool air on our skin is a miracle. Think about how we are created. It's amazing to me when I stop and I think about the fact that I can stop and think. If we're not in awe, my brothers and sisters, we're not paying attention. Living everyday wonder, which also means every day get up and look for the wonder. I love kids, right? You've heard me say this before. Every day, get up like as if it's Christmas Day. What presents do I get to unwrap today? Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's see what we can get in today. You know, kids jump into life face first. They don't care, right? And with these bodies that tend to grow up and get a little gray, but there's still that child within that goes, I wonder what gifts we can open up today. What gifts can we, ooh-wee, what gifts can we unwrap? What gifts can I give? Yes. So, today, well, this month is about home. And last week, I think there was an acronym for home, and mine was honoring our mystic embodiment. Because we are mystics when we allow ourselves to be. And this week, I want to talk about home is where the heart is. And I want to, you know, this is what Spirit did this morning when it flipped the script. So today's talk is based on two things, the prodigal son and the ocean. The prodigal son and the ocean. How many in here know the story of the prodigal son? Okay, more than half. Cool. So this is what happens, right? So there's this man who has two sons, and the younger son says, yo, pops, give me my inheritance. I want to go out into the world. The father goes, here, you know, go. And he goes on, and he's out in the world, and he's doing his thing, and this is a great word, and he's living riotously. Nowhere else do I see that word, but in Scripture, right? Riotously, whatever that means. But we got to, you know, we get an idea of what that means. Until he squanders his money away. The ocean. So in this ocean, we're going to... the ocean is like this infinite intelligence. The ocean is deep. The ocean is the source of everything. They even say, right, that we've come from the ocean. So the ocean, just look at the ocean as being Spirit, being God, being the infinite intelligence, being the depth of all there is. And we are waves of the ocean. Waves of the ocean, not in the ocean, waves of the ocean, which means that we're a part of the ocean, and every wave is different. Every wave is different, and we're all connected to the ocean. But what happens is sometimes we think from a place of being separate, now that we're the foam on top of the wave. That we're the foam, that we don't mean anything, that we don't amount to much, that we, you know, that nobody wants to hear what we have to say, and we go out and we don't live riotously. In fact, we start to degrade ourselves because I'm just a foam on the top of the wave. Now, sometimes for me, when I am thinking, when I'm in that thought of separation, being just the foam on top of the wave, I may not live riotously, but I may have those thoughts, right? And those thoughts are taking me away from who I truly am. So we want to be aware of what we are thinking, right? We want to be aware of what we are thinking. Because it's our thinking that creates our reality. It's our thinking that, man, it's our, stop, spirit. It's our thinking that creates everything that we experience. In prayer, and practitioners and ministers in the room, especially when we start going through classes and we have to write out the affirmative prayer, and it starts out by writing the condition first. This is a condition. This is what's going on. My relationship is breaking up, right? And then we write what we want to have happen. What we want to have happen, and then we write out the five steps. But let me take it back to the condition. Here's the thing, right? That we are a part of the condition. We are what created the condition. We are the part. It's like, what part did I play in this relationship? What part am I playing in my bank account looking the way that it does? What part am I playing? So the condition, so my prayer now is not to change the condition. My prayer is to change me. Right? So the prodigal son is out there living riotously, and he's lost all of his money. And now there's a famine that's going on, and he is degraded to now serving swine. Now this is huge, because remember, this is a story told by a Jewish rabbi amongst Jewish folks. So this is for the Jewish people. So when we talk about feeding the swine, that what that symbolizes, because remember it's a parable, what this symbolizes is that he's at the lowest of the lows. He's at the lowest that he can go. Because they don't touch swine. They don't eat swine, right? So he's at the lowest of his lows until he comes to himself. So as we are the foam on top of the wave, and we're being blown by the winds of life and all of that, and we come to ourselves and go, wait a minute, I am the wave, not a part of the wave. I am the wave. And the wave is just another way that the ocean expresses. The wave is just another way that the ocean expresses itself all around the world. You know, it's an interesting thing that when you look at the globe, all of the oceans are connected. All of them are connected. There is no separation in the ocean. So which that for me symbolizes that all of us, every single one of us, every single divine human beings on the planet Earth are connected. The simple way of proving this is that every human on the earth does this. Every human being on the planet Earth wants love. Every human being on the planet Earth wants to be loved. Every human wants to love. Because love is the ocean. The ocean is here to love. So we are here, sea spirit, so we are here to be waves of love. So now what does that mean for us? That means that we are to let go. This is the foam on top of the ocean. We are to let go of the foam, which means let go of the thoughts of judgment. Oh, no, what? Let go of complaining. Oh, no, I'm not doing that, Eugene. Can't do that. Okay, then be the foam. It's okay. It's your choice. But what we are here to be, what we're called to do is not to become, but to be. Because we talk about, so who are you to become? But becoming is always tomorrow. Becoming is always in the future. I am becoming this. I am becoming that. How about just be it? I am becoming love. No, be love. Be love. We are holy. We are holy. We are holy. We are whole. Think about the word whole. Whole means that there's nothing missing. Now, if we are in this place of fear, doubt, and worry, and then I have to say this, then we are fooling ourselves when I went, okay, let me put it this way. I am fooling myself when I say I am one with God. God is all there is. But if I am experiencing fear, doubt, and worry, lack and limitation, then I'm fooling myself. I'm lying to myself when I say that God is all there is and I am one with God. Because if I truly knew that, then this stuff over here, the foam, the fear, the doubt, the worry, the lack, the limitation, is not happening because the ocean contains all that there is. It's whole. There's nothing missing. Namaste. I'm not saying that that's the end of the talk. This is just my little joke on namaste. Namaste. Namaste right here with God. No, I'm going to stay here with God. Right? So no matter what seems to be going on, I'm staying put. I'm staying firm. I'm going to stand firm in the knowing that it all fades into God. There's a song by Ricky Byers, All Fades into God, and the lyrics are magnificent. But there's a lyric that goes, No mistakes have been made in God. So if God is in us and we are in God and showing up as God, call it what you want, infinite intelligence, divine, whatever you want to call it. But we are one in that and as that and being that, not becoming, but being it, then there's no mistakes. These mistakes that we call mistakes are only ways that we find out that we need to maybe have a directional change. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Home. So now the prodigal son comes to himself. He goes, let me go home. Let me go home. Let me now return to the source of my good. Let me return to the source where I know that everything is taken care of. So for us, what that means is, let me be one with the ocean. Let's not be like one of the, you know, the joke is that there's this fish who swims to the school of fish and he goes, hey, have you guys heard about this thing called the ocean? Right? In other words, he's like, it's all around, but sometimes we forget about it and we're not paying attention to what's going on. But we are that wave. We are that, we are where the heart is. And I was saying that every human being on the face of the planet wants love, wants to be loved. And there is this thought of separation. And, you know, you're better than I am. I'm better than you are. And, you know, that person, this and that religion, that and this, blah, 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 blah. And what that is designed to do is to separate us, keep us separated. Right. So now it's time for us to come together and be one with one another. It doesn't matter what the color of the skin is. Now, I know I might get some flack about that. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't matter because each of us are individualized expressions. We are all individualized waves of the one ocean. Yes. We are all individualized waves of the one ocean. So the sun comes home. And the father in the parable sees his son coming from afar and he's excited. He's excited. Man, my son is on his way home. Bring the finest robes and the rings and let's have a barbecue and the whole, let's have a party. Tell everybody to come. My son is coming home. So what this symbolizes is that which is within you, that infinite intelligence that is within each and every one of us, celebrates when we turn to it. Celebrates when we turn to ourselves. with a capital S. See, because when we get to that point where we know that we know that we know that we are that self, the capital S self, then there is no creator in creation. It just is. Does that make sense? There is no creator in creation because that's duality. That's separation, right? But when we come to the knowing that, oh, I am the ocean, then it just is. Everything is holy and everything is whole, which means that there's nothing missing. So now we come to this ocean of consciousness where we are, when we know that home is where the heart is. So what does that say? If home is where the heart is, home is where love is. So you gotta, no, you don't gotta do anything. But I want you to understand that you are living, moving, talking, breathing emanations of love. Love who you are. Love what you do. Love where you are. Even if the job sucks, love it. Even when you start to beat yourself up for mistakes that you may have made in the past. Where in the past? Which is not now. Because I can't move forward if I'm stuck in the past. So let me love this, forgive this, and move on. So we want to be that wave in the ocean. We want to symbolize, we want to represent the ocean in the best way that we can. And as the Father presents his son with all of these gifts, as we return to ourselves, the gifts are already given. There is no becoming. There is no sense in us thinking that we need to become anything or become anything more. I want to be more spiritual. Can't be any more spiritual than you are already. Why is that? That one's not rhetorical. Why is that? Right. We come from spirit. We are spirit. Now the body temple is going to do what it does. And as we hear, you know, we will shuffle off these mortal coils. But we who we truly are will always remain the same. No, we will always remain. Maybe in a different form, whatever that may be. But we want to speak about and jump into and know that we are the consciousness of love. That's not a great question, Spirit. If it's coming from Spirit, it's always a great question. How many in the room, by a show of hands, are afraid of love? Oh, see, I was going to say, thank you, right? Right? Afraid of love. To be loved, to receive love, what's that? Right? Why? Because let me just give the answer here. Usually it's because our hearts have been broken.
It's because we're afraid of who we powerful we really are.
And then there's that, because we're afraid of how powerful we really are. Right? Because if I show up, oh shucks, if I show up as powerful as I know I am to be, people are going to talk about me. People are going to judge me. People are going, who do you think you are? You know? But if I really love me and love them, then I need to show up as that dynamic wave. Because if I don't, and I haven't, then I suffer, and I have. Because not showing up. Going back to the heart being broken, because sometimes we are afraid of love, to be loved, to give love, because what we call the heart has been broken. But the heart never breaks. It's the ego that breaks.
Come on.
Because the heart is love. It's the ego, that little ego that's been hurt. Oh, they broke my heart. Well, maybe what they really did was to pull your coattail to let you know that you're not shining your light. And this is not the path. But it feels like, oh, my heart is broken. The ego is just tripping, and the ego will trip you up. So, my beautiful brothers and sisters, where is your heart right now? Where is your home right now? Who are you choosing to be now? Not who are you choosing to become, but who are you choosing to be? I want two to answer that one. Who are you choosing to be? Let me get one first.
A daughter.
A daughter. You were already that. As a daughter, thank you very much. We'll leave it right there. Oh, I'm going to add, if you don't mind, two words, a loving daughter, which you already are, right? So that's done. So who are you choosing to be now?
Myself.
Who else can you be?
Right.
but that's deep though, right? Because how many of us in the room, and I used to be notorious for this, being someone else. Being what others wanted me to be. Oh man, that's not cool. Because that hurts, because we cut ourselves off. We are no longer, now we become, you know, well, you're not supposed to be the wave. You're to be the foam on top of the wave that gets blown around, right? And then, it gets washed up on the shore where it sinks into the sand, never to be seen again. But as the wave does this. And it's never the same. We are never the same. One more. Who are you here to be today? You thought I forgot, huh? A child of God. Now, that's huge. That's huge. Because it takes effort to choose to be the child of God. Whatever that means for you, right? So keeping with the theme of the talk, I choose to be the wave of the ocean. Same thing. Right? I choose to, for me, this whole 2 weeks have been, I choose to be the Christ of God. No, Eugene, there was only one Christ. No. Because the 23rd Psalm says, and thou anointest my head with oil. Thou anointest. And the definition of Christ is to be anointed. So when we look at the 23rd Psalm, thou anointest me. Oh, thou hast made me the Christ. This is who we are born. But another definition, interpretation of the word Christ is love. Being a child of God is being love. Because another word for God, the infinite intelligence that governs the universe, is love. So, let's be love. Now. So, now what would love do? There's a lot of political stuff going on in this crazy nation and around the world. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of BS going on. Belief systems that are, you know, BS. Belief systems that are separating humankind. And so we are called, all of us are called to step up our loving. So no matter what the presidential elections are looking like, or whatever the elections are looking like, or the racial tension that's going on in this nation, no matter what everything is looking like, if I say that I am a child of God, then that means that we are to raise our vibration, raise our consciousness to see past that and look at knowing that right at the very center of it, at the depth of it, is the ocean of love. Does this make sense? So it is incumbent upon us to take what we have talked about today and take it out into our everyday lives. See, it's an interesting thing I used to observe, that The talk is great. Everything's fine. We have fellowship on Sundays, and we leave, and on Monday morning, man, we're back to being hell on wheels. You know, forgot everything that Eugene talked about being love. But now what I'm saying is, let's not become, let's be. Let's be whole. Let's be ready. Let's be love. Oh, there's my gong, right on time. Let's be the presence of love everywhere we go. Let's be the presence of love with everything that we think. Let's be the presence of love with everything that we say. So before we say something to someone, especially if they push that button, before we react, take a breath. Think to ourselves, what would love do? Love, you speak, you respond, not react. You respond, and then respond from that place. Cool? Let's pray. Take a breath. And so I begin this word from the end. And so it is. Amen. And so it is that I recognize that there is this infinite intelligence from which all things are created. Amen. And so it is that I acknowledge that it is everywhere present. For it is the very nature of this divine intelligence to permeate everything, to penetrate everything, because it is everything. I recognize and I acknowledge that this divine intelligence that lives, moves, and has its being in, through, and as everything that is seen and unseen, everything that is known and unknown, is revealing itself in this moment as me, as you, and as we. For I stand in this awareness that this one power is having full sway as each and every one of us, for we are each individualized expression of the one. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention, because from this one power, this one presence, this one life, each and every one of us has been created. In fact, God so loved the world that it turned upon itself, clothed itself, and then named itself you. So we are here to be the presence of love. We are here to be the child of the infinite. And what the parent, whatever that parent has, and we're talking about the divine intelligence, whatever that has, we have. Whatever it is, we are. And so we are now stepping boldly into being the love intelligence of God. That we are not looking to be, we are not looking for the love intelligence. We are the love intelligence. And so we open up the portals of our hearts and our souls and our minds. And we say, home is where the heart is. And wherever we go, we are home. Because wherever we go, our heart, our love is right where we are. Because we are the heart of God. So for this, and for so much more than these eyes can see, for this, and for so much more than these ears can possibly hear, for this, and for so much more than these words can ever possibly convey, I remain forever grateful and thankful. It is from this space of gratitude and thanksgiving that I release this word into the law, knowing that even if I don't release my word into the law has no other recourse but to take my word, mold it and shape it, design it and create it, and then return it unto us, not void, not empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled. And so fulfilled, dagnabbit, we allow it to be. And so it is.
So it is.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs, and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.